Hey, the early bird catches the worm. This is Connect the Dots. Dancing to the music, don't stop. ETs are dancing in their spacecraft. They listen to the show, but they don't want to call in. What is wrong with these characters from outer space? Our galactic brothers and sisters. Hey, the event is coming. Love is going to saturate our world and all our problems will be over, hopefully. Anyhow, this is all I got to say. Calling all patriots. It's time to end the lockdown harassment and destruction of our society by stupid governors who are listening to and believing the lies and misinformation of big pharma sales agents, disguising themselves as scientists and doctors. And of course, they're all working for the New World Order. Hey, interesting things happen during the week. I have to talk about them, you know. Pictures come out of Bill Gates' wife. Wearing a necklace with an upside-down cross. I'm sure everybody knows what that means. That means she's anti-God, or a devil worship, perhaps. And a quick follow-up to that, who do we see a day or two later in the CIA but Bill Gates trying to sell the CIA vaccines, his vaccines that can supposedly change religious people into being non-believers or something like that. Well, what a bunch of devils those Gates people are. And of course, you know, now that all of humanity basically hates him because we've been hearing about him promoting that he wants to depopulate the earth just like the New World Order does. Of course, he's part of the New World Order. And he wants to force everyone to subject themselves to taking his vaccine, which will be laid with toxins beyond belief, enough to kill you. And, of course, that's what it's all about, you know, using vaccines to kill off people, just like he did in Africa. The poor people there, he conned those governments into believing in his vaccines, and plenty of people suffered for those vaccines. All I got to say is just say no to vaccines. I'll debate it with anybody. Vaccines are illogical for many, many, many reasons. And it's these quacky doctors and scientists that don't have their heads on straight, or they're so brainwashed from med school or whatever, those fake colleges where they got their degrees, they don't have any common sense left. Vaccines are illogical. There's no sense to putting poisons in your system, especially if you're a healthy person. In fact, if you listen to the propaganda that's talked about vaccines, it's unbelievable. I mean, let me just give you an example that popped up during the last week. Let me see. They were talking about, mainstream media was mentioning, our friends at mainstream media, they were mentioning, they're backing the propaganda scientists and with their clever lies, and mentioning that a trial COVID-19 vaccine has produced a noticeable immune response. Well, what does that prove? Really nothing. First of all, if you inject poison into somebody, of course there's going to be a noticeable immune response from the person's immune system. You're injecting poison into that person. That's what vaccines are, poisons they inject to you. They don't tell you that. You know, they tell you all other kinds of lies. Oh, the needle won't hurt. Well, actually, the needle does hurt to some of us. I've never liked needles for that reason alone. They hurt just besides that. Now I know better not to trust these doctors. I mean, think about it. You're taking somebody's word that he's putting something good into your system. I guess if it's a life and death decision and you're dying on the operating table, you'll say, go ahead, doc, do it. But if you're a healthy person and the government comes knocking on your door and tells you you have to have a vaccine, you better do something, pull out your gun or something, and tell them over my dead body, because that's, they're trying to kill you with this. And law enforcement is willing to go along with any stupid order comes down the pike, apparently. They're proving that every day of the week. They're proving it around the world, you know, being good little Nazis, obeying the commands they get from their captain or someplace higher above. Well, all that has to change. If one thing this COVID crisis brought on, that we have to take command of our government, we have to take command of our police, we have to take command of everything in our country. You know, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Forget about wasting your time with these protests. Government people don't listen to them anyhow. We have to take some real actions to take command of the situation. You know, I've talked about it before. It's called the Magna Carta, a document from, I believe it's 1215, that empowers, one of the first empowering documents, legal documents that gave power to the people, that we have a right to legal rebellion when our government is doing everything wrong, and our government in the United States is doing everything wrong, and they're doing the same wrong things over there in the United Kingdom and all around the world. Governments are stabbing their people in the back. And they've all jumped on this vaccine bandwagon. Boy, Big Pharma must be passing out the big bribe money because everybody's jumping on the wagon. And these people, none of them know anything about real health care. Do you know what sham the whole thing is? I mean, before this crisis started, you still had the Democrats and the Republicans arguing about health care packages and coverage. The whole thing is a friggin' sham. I mean, if you know anything about health care, it has nothing to do with an insurance policy. It has to do with you taking the responsibility for your life and doing what's right to keep your body healthy and stop listening to these liars on mainstream media. You know, and, we have this thing called free TV. It all used to be free years ago, but now it's limited free TV. But we have it in the big cities. I'm in New York City, and we have plenty of free TV. And all the commercials, there's two things. There's the car commercials, but the majority of the commercials are all these pharmaceutical products designed for everything in the world to get you to buy into their crap. And every one of these commercials, after they tell you what it might help you with, then they tell you the 10 to 20 things that could happen to you that are all worse than the problem you're trying to solve. So why in your right mind would you do listen to their advice? And they say, ask your doctor. Well, sure they say that, because the doctor is the pharmaceutical salesman of today. Really? I said it before, but I got to say it again so you get it through your head. You go to the doctor's office, you tell him your problems. And what does he do? He writes a prescription for some pharmaceutical product. And the product he decides he's going to write the prescription for is one from the company that gives him the bribe money, the kickback money, the perks. You know, this is how it works. I've heard it from pharmaceutical salespeople myself. The appointment's made by the company. The company shows up at the doctor's office. When they walk in the doctor's office, the doctor pulls out the list of the things he wants, the perks, you know, ridiculous things. And the job of the pharmaceutical salesman is to chew the doctor down to take less bribe money or perks. And then they finally come to some kind of agreement. And when you come in the office with your real health problems, the doctor prescribes something from the company he made to deal with. And they all have fake products to cover everything. And, of course, all their products have side effects. this is the way it is. And the vaccines are worse. The vaccines are death. There's no logic to allowing some stranger. You don't know the doctor, really. And sometimes it's just a nurse or somebody in for the day studying from college to get some extra credits, give you a needle with poison in it. Why would you want to do that? Why would you trust that the stuff has been made right? You don't know what's in that, and they don't know what's in it either. And there's no way to tell except how your body reacts to it. And it's not going to cure anything. A vaccine cannot cure anything. It's a con from the word go. You know? It only can thing it can kill is you. That's right. You know, it's your immune system that heals you, and they've got this cockamamie story about it's going to get your immune system to work better. Your immune system is a highly complex system designed by superior intelligence, 1 million times smarter than these quack doctors and scientists. And they think they're going to stick something in your bloodstream that's going to get your immune system to work better? No friggin' way. Stop listening to these quack doctors. I call them propaganda scientists and pharmaceutical salespersons. That's what they are. And all big pharma's products, they all have bad side effects, all of them. Some are just worse than the others. There's one product that's out on something about acne or something like that. You want to get rid of your acne? Yeah, let the doctor inject you with some of our poison, and maybe it'll cure your acne. Acne, yeah. And then they give the list. They go through about 12 things or something like that. And then they say, well, this is not the full list of things that can go wrong with you. And already they've described everything, including death. Why would you take that? Why would you allow yourself to be conned into that? This is what is going on. Everybody needs to wake up and think for themselves. Turn off the boob tube, unless you have control of your mind. You know, I can watch it. No problem at all. I watch certain things on there, but I'm not going to be influenced by anything they put out there. And, of course, they have subliminal messages hidden behind the screen, but it won't affect people like me because I have full control of my mind. But most of you don't. You don't realize how you're being conned. There's a great movie out there. I think it was 1988 it came out. It was called They Live. Buy it, rent it, but go see it. They Live, it's called. Very two simple words. They Live. It's out there, available on any format. Go watch it and learn about how what's going on. Everything you see has a subliminal message hidden behind it. You can prove that to yourself. There's something called the Magic Eye 3D book. You can buy in bookstores. Remember, they still have them all. You might not be able to go to the bookstore now, but if you went online, you probably could buy it. It's Magic Guide 3D Books. And they have pictures hidden behind pictures. As soon as you learn to focus your eyes a little off to the side, you see the hidden picture. And after you're done playing around with that book and learn the trick of seeing the hidden message, you'll quickly understand how easily things can be hidden right in front of your face, the subliminal messages. And, of course, that's one of the main points in that movie, They Live. It's the subliminal message. In the movie, the guy puts on the sunglasses, and he's able to see through the cover advertisement what the real words are behind all the billboard signs out there. Obey, you know, work. Listen to your authorities, etc., etc. All mind control, all totalitarian control of you. And this mainstream media fear narrative is literally sickening. All the politicians have jumped onto the fear bandwagon. Oh, we better not loosen up the lockdown. You better not go outside. Stay home. It's sick and you drive down the road with your car, and there's these electric signs all over the place, wasting taxpayers' money, trying to brainwash you. Stay home. Blah, blah, blah. Do your part. Stay home. We're out there driving because we can't stand this lockdown, and you're trying to tell us to go back home. Yeah, you really care about us. No, you don't. This is too much. You know, all I got to say, remember, people, there is no justice except what you make for yourself. In fact, I have a video out on YouTube now. Ain't no justice. Go look for it. I hope it's out there. Anyhow, who knows? this totalitarian world we're living in, they take things down they don't like. But I believe it's out there, should be out there. I got something like 15 videos out there on YouTube now. Check it out. You know, a great one to get your mind in the right mindset, though, is the one called The Earth, She Loves You. You know, it talks about all the Earth wants from us is to be loved. And if you watch this video, you might have it in your heart to show some love to Mother Earth. You know? That's right. Mother Earth is a living entity. It's alive. It's not a fake hard rock or something like that. It's alive. Mother Earth is alive. She gives life. She gives air to us. She gives us food and shelter. Well, it's all wrapped up in that song, The Earth, She Loves You, on YouTube.com. And if you want to have a good time, go, you know, good times are important. I've got my rock and roll documentary out there called Subway Fantasy. It's a 29-minute good time movie. And you, if you're real young and listening to my voice, you'll see what you'll never get to see again. People in a club having a good time beyond belief. For 29 minutes, you will be entertained. It's the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever put out there. And, hey, call up and prove me wrong. This is a call-in radio show. Maybe you've seen a better one, but you'll have to watch mine first to compare it. The call-in number here is 888-627-6008. I believe if you're calling from the United Kingdom, you'd have to put a 00 in front of that. So you would be dialing 001-888-627-6008. But I'm no expert on international calling. So you'll have to check into it yourself before you make that call. Remember, I can't call you. You have to call me. That's right. Here's a thought. In America, county government should replace state governments in as many areas as possible. I mean, take it seriously. The amount of stupidity shown by the governors in virtually all the U.S. states is, like, staggering. You know? I mean, just about every one of the governors in the United States of America, they all jumped on that wagon to lock everybody down. That's totalitarian. And all these ridiculous laws they've imposed upon us, and some of them overlap and they don't make any sense. Well, if you got your mask on, why do you have to be 6 feet apart from somebody, huh? You know? What kind of shit is that? You know, like you're just toying with us, giving you stupid rules to follow. And unfortunately, some people will follow anything that the government says because they're the sheeple. They've been brainwashed to the point they just obey. You know, they hear the command and they obey. Well, the sheeple need to wake up because we need your participation into getting rid of these crooked people that have taken over our governments. They're all in bed with the rich people, the elites, all of them. You know, if you show me one honest politician, I'll show you 100 that aren't. I said it before, if there's 5 honest people in the whole U.S. Congress, that's a lot. You know, in America here, most of us learned that as growing up as kids, that all politicians were crooks, and boy, they are proving it. Not only are they crooks, they're stupid, not qualified to make decisions. We cannot tolerate this anymore, not only here in America, but anywhere in the world. We cannot tolerate these stupid governments ruining our lives, you know? Their bad decisions are ruining our lives. They have too much power. They all need to be taken out of office, and their power is limited, you know? There's things called like the Bill of Rights, also the Magna Carta. You know, the U.S. Constitution borrowed a lot of good points out of the Magna Carta. Look it up, you know? And I feel sorry for those people over in Great Britain, United Kingdom, or whatever you want to call it. We used to call it England, but now it's England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Together, they're the United Kingdom. But their government are as wacky as they come. They have a horrible lockdown there. Nobody's even allowed out. And the police are willing to enforce this bullshit. And it's totalitarian rule personified. Unbelievable, you know, what's going on over there. And their leaders are destroying their country. They got all these stupid laws, and every decision that's probably been made in the United Kingdom, the UK, Great Britain for the last 10 years has been the wrong one. You know, they were on a roll. They were in good standing with the world back in the 60s when the Beatles took over the music world, and there was the revolution in music, the English invasion of the world with their interpretation of rock and roll music. They were riding high and mighty back then. But boy, since the 70s on down, man, did it decline, you know, into where it is today. Britain isn't anything like it used to be, and it's because of the rotten politicians, the crooks, the crooked, what they call them, MPs in Parliament, MP short for Member of Parliament, and then they got that House of Lords, too, nothing but elites. I don't think they're even elected. They're appointed, or I don't know how the hell they get in there, but they're filthy rich. They have no interest in justice or anything like that. It's amazing the people still allow them to be part of the government. Either way, they've got a crooked government over there. It's stabbing every one of them in the back. It's turning the country over to barbarian migrants. And the people have put up with it for so long. They're putting up with a lot more over there than we are over here. But I tell you one thing, you know, it's time for us all to start taking some actions and take command of our government and throw the bums out, you know? Because we can't allow them to continue to ruin our lives. And if you listen to these crooked politicians when they talk, they're still talking the same nonsense, you know? They're basically saying, yeah, we want to stab you in the back a little more, just a little more, please, because we're not finished yet, you know? We want to totally destroy your lives, you know? We're only halfway there. That's basically the way what they're saying. Everything that comes out of their mouth is stupidity and ignorance. They're not qualified to be making, none of them are qualified to be making decisions, with the exception of a few. And just to give you an example, if you're listening to me, I happen to follow the people in the United Kingdom a lot because my heritage is of that area of the world. And there happens to be a small political party in England called the British Freedom Party. The head of it now is this woman called Jada. Her name is Jada Franson. She used to be with the Britain First Party, but the crooked politicians destroyed that party, you know, just like they do with parties they don't like here in the United States. So anyhow, she has this small startup British Freedom Party, and she goes out there and does service. She's the head of the party, and she is out there doing service to the public, humanitarian service. And there's videos of her doing that. Now, that's what a real, honest politician does, things like that, you know? Not these elite Bloombergs, yeah, who just buy up television time and radio time. So anyhow, it's worth checking out. They have something called, you can tag into them by the British Freedom Movement, BritishFreedomMovement.com. And watch some of the videos where Jada's speaking. And they've got videos of her out there doing community work of her own volition to sincerely help people. That's what real politicians should be doing. That's what real leaders should be doing. And like I mentioned, the epitome of the worst kind of politician is the Bloomberg type. Filthy rich, has so much money they don't know what to do with it. The guy spent over $1 billion to make himself a public loser. And now he's backing another loser. Unbelievable. You know, the guy has a mainstream media newscasting business. You know, he could be the one that putting the good news, the real news out there, but he won't. You know, because he's in with the New World Order. And those filthy rich just want to get richer. And they think of people as we're nothing but cockroaches or pawns on the chessboard. They have no real concern for us, you know. And when he was trying to get the Democratic nominee, Bloomberg, if you listen to his ads, he had them all over, you know, everywhere. He had so much money he could, you know, outbuy anybody with ads and, you know, TV videos and stuff like that. And all his messages were basically the same. He had somebody, what a clever guy. He had somebody else talking about what his agenda was and stuff like that. And then at the end he goes, I'm Mike Bloomberg and I approve this. Well, when the clever politician says, I'm so-and-so and I approve this message, they're not really saying the message. They approve something that they paid someone else to say on their behalf. So you can never turn that against them. You see how clever they are? Because they'll say, well, I didn't say that. That's your crooked politician. That's how they play the game. Yes, sirree. Once you start looking and paying attention to how they talk and the little acts they put on, it becomes quite obvious that these guys are crooks from the word go. These are con artists. These are liars. And your typical politician, you know? Well, this all has to change, you know? We can't tolerate these jerks, these crooked politicians, these lying backstabbers having rule over us anymore. We have to throw them all out of office, and we have to change the laws. That's right. If you're running for office and you're not willing to change the laws, get rid of all the rotten laws that are there only to help the rich and make the poor suffer, and that's what most of the laws are there for, to make the rich richer and make the poor poorer, you know? I'm calling for it now, you know? I'll give you a perfect example. The victimization of motorists by the police and states must end, you know? I don't know how it is in other countries, but here you get not double whammy, but triple whammy. Not only do you get the high-priced ticket from the police, then you get a surcharge from the state. And then sometimes even, and then the third whammy is from the insurance company for getting a ticket. So you not only have to pay a ridiculous price ticket for a trivial offense, then you get the state to add salt to the wounds, and then you get the insurance companies who you're forced to buy insurance from to drive a vehicle in America. They up your rates simply because you got a ticket. Well, you know, triple whammy, victimization of the motorists. You know, it's a real money-making scam, you know, and it destroys the life of poor people. They end up losing their license because they can't pay the fines, you know, and then the possibility if they need to drive around, they could get caught driving on the revoke list and end up in jail, further destroying their lives, and it makes middle-class people poor. Because of all the money they have to fork out that they really can't afford to do, and everybody's living from paycheck to paycheck right now. Well, this has to stop. I don't hear any politicians talking about changing these laws. Well, if you're running for office and you have no interest in getting rid of these ridiculous motor vehicle laws that suppress the people, victimize the motorists, then nobody should vote for you. And if you're not willing to change all the other rotten laws that blackball people and make small business owners have to pay ridiculous amounts of money for fake permits and all the other crap, and if you're not willing to change the laws and all these forced insurance laws and all this other crap, if you're not willing to get rid of those laws, nobody in their right mind should vote for you. You know, we have to change everything right now. We've all had enough. It's enough of all this crap that's been dumped on us. And this was the straw that broke the camel's back, this lockdown and this fake coronavirus, info that we're being fed. We're not being fed the truth. And part of the truth is it doesn't come out on mainstream media, but it's come out on the Internet. Yeah, people are dying from those respirators. The respirators are create toxic situations, and it just exacerbates the situation that the people have. And the people are having breathing problems in their lungs because of the 5G microwave broadcasting that's destroying the water molecules' ability to take oxygen to your body. You know? I mean, and then the high... The hospitals are all over-radiated with Wi-Fi on top of that. And, you know, last place you want to get sick, you want to go to the hospital, you're just pushing yourself to the grave, really. Of course, this is the planned genocide of the New World Order, you know. In other words, if you can survive all these horrible tests they're putting you through, well, you're the superior race and we'll let you live, you know. Again, more crazy psychopaths trying to create the superior race, you know. Yeah, we'll give them all toxic vaccines. We'll microwave them with the 5G. We'll take away their fresh air with the chemtrails, take away their sunlight with the chemtrails so they can't absorb vitamin D, and then pollute the soil with toxic chemicals, poison their food with GMO genetic engineering, and many other things, chlorinate their water so the water is toxic, fluoridate the water to destroy their pineal gland. And if they can survive all of that, well, they are a superior human, and then we will allow them to survive. But if they don't, we want to get rid of the low-quality human that doesn't have the tip-top immune system that can handle all the shit that we deal out. This is how it's all being played out. I wish I had a comedy show. Boy, this would be hysterical to have these New World Order guys talking about, you know, how they really feel about the human race and how all these devious things they've devised to sicken and weaken humanity and ruin our lives. And it's all part of the big plan to depopulate the world by 95%. Yeah, they've been bragging about this since 1980 when they set up the Georgia Stones in Georgia. That was 40 years ago. Nobody was taking it seriously, though. But they were talking about bringing the world down to 500 million, you know. And in order to do that, you have to get rid of 90 to 95% of the people living today. And of course, what did I miss that they're doing? Oh yeah, that's why they want to give you vaccines too, because they want to, destroy your DNA so there will be no more healthy children, and your ability to have children. And of course, they're doing that already with the 5G system and just the Wi-Fi systems. They're also destroying the genes inside men and women. So your children won't be allowed able to have children. You know, that, in the long run, that'll lower the population too. All these things they're doing, you know, and nobody is squawking. The politicians are asleep as well. They don't give a shit, really. They'll be gone before everybody dies off, as far as they're concerned, as long as they get plenty of bribe money. In fact, that's why most people all get into politics. They want the bribe money. They want to live with the elite, you know. They want the special privileges. And this is where it's at. We got to put an end to all this nonsense and crap. And, you know, we're going to have to take actions to do that. You know, they're not going to give us anything. And as we should have found out by now, you know, no matter how many people protest in the street, they just keep on doing what they want to do or what the bribe money tells them to do. And they just keep making excuses and con you. Yeah, and one of the favorite lines of the phony politician running for office, "I'll fight for your rights." Yeah, please. You know, these people have had all in America. I don't know how it is in other places in America. All the bad things about our society have been caused by screwed up government, by corrupt government. They made all the problems we have today. It's the government, the Democrats and the Republicans. Stop playing this us versus them game, you know? One decade, the Democrats were the good guys and the Republicans were bad. Now it's the other way around. This decade, the Republicans are supposedly the good guys, and the Democrats are the bad. Actually, they're all bad, you know? The whole two-party system is a scam that you've been sold on. As long as there's a two-party system that controls everything, it'll always be us versus them. And there'll never be unity with that kind of a system. And we know that both the political parties don't want to allow a third party to enter into the scene. Look what happened to Perot. Ross Perot, right? Seemingly decent person, wealthy man who wanted to do good for America. You know, he became so popular, the men in the dark sunglasses paid him a visit and told him, you know, your family members could be in danger. You better drop out. And so we had to, you know. And that's the way it's played. We're tired of this crap. You know, everybody around the world wants a real democracy. You know, the republics, these are republics, all these governments that we call civilized. They're all republics. They're not democracies, you know. America is a republic. I know you've been lied to in school. They keep talking, using that word democracy. No, 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 no. America is not a democracy. It's a republic. And in the republic, the representatives have all the power, and you, the people, have none. They keep lying to you, you know, that it's different. It's not like that. That's why they don't have to listen to you, because that's the way the republic is set up. They don't have to listen to you, and that's why they don't, you know? Only when push comes to shove and things get really heated up and there's these lying, chicken-hearted politicians become fearful for their life is when they really think about, maybe I should do something for the public. It has to be brought to that, unfortunately, because they pushed us too far with this lockdown shit, and now it's war, whether they like it or not. And that's what I said at the beginning of the show, calling all patriots, because it's going to be war around the globe. All the people in all the countries need to take down these fake systems one way or another. You know, we'd like to do it easily, just tell you crooks to resign, you know, or maybe come election day, vote everybody out of office who was in office during this fake pandemic. You know, the point has been brought up, if you look up at the correct definition of a pandemic, this COVID-19 crisis doesn't even qualify to be called a pandemic. That's mainstream media promoting fear again. What can I tell you? You know, we all know that mainstream media is ruled, owned by the New World Order, just like they own your government and anybody else's government. That's what's making this thing so difficult to get some justice. And what about all those poor people in France? You only get to see it on the internet. Mainstream media won't even talk about it. You know, millions of people protesting in the streets, and the French Nazi police, the French Nazis are sent out with heavy armor, and they just brutalize the protesters to their liking. And that's how their leader, Macron the moron, deals with the situation. He doesn't know how to respond to the people. He's just nothing but a totalitarian jerk like all those other European totalitarian jerks are. There's maybe one or two reasonable leaders in Europe. The rest are totalitarian jerks. And all I got to say is, hey, you know, if you have a phone and you got something to say in relation to all this going on and that we have to take command of the situation, well, hey, the calling number here is 1-888-627-6008. That's right. Maybe you have something to say that I've overlooked. But what can I say? Except we're all sick of the lockdown. And we're all sick of mainstream media, TV. And they're only getting worse, you know? They're all jumped on this bandwagon of promoting the official story that the propaganda scientists talk about the COVID-19. Unbelievable. Well, on another note, you know, there's school coming up, and it's another horror story. If you've been paying attention, what government, you know, our crooked governments have planned for school. You know, you thought school was a prison already, and what they've got planned for September, it's going to be a real hell of a prison. Let me tell you, you the parents got to wonder, do you really want to send your kid to a prison? And you better check into it. If the school is saturated with Wi-Fi and all the ceilings of all the classrooms, you might not want to send your kid there either, because he'll be exposed to too much radiation. And now the 5G is out, there might be a 5G tower right near the school. I mean, of course the New World Order would want them next to the school because they want to kill the children. They want to destroy the DNA in the children so they won't be able to reproduce and have babies and children of their own, you know. And 5G, harmful 5G can do that. So can poisonous vaccines do that. In fact, the famous Gates vaccine that he wants to bring out and force everyone to have, the info is out there what they intend to put in it. They intend to put in it DNA changing information. They intend to put in it the chip that otherwise can be referred to as the mark of the beast, the 666. Yes, the chip, the little computer chip. So small, it can be pushed into your bloodstream through a vaccine needle. That's right. And they'll have control of you if you allow them to stick that vaccine needle in you. This is beyond science fiction. This is reality now. It used to be science fiction. But in 2020, all these things are possible. They have computer chips that small. And they intend to inject everyone with the vaccine, so you'll all be chipped. And if you know anything about the ancient warning about don't take the mark of the beast, or you'll lose something very important, namely your humanity, and you best think twice about trusting these lying doctors and your lying government. Everybody better say no to any vaccine they come up with from this point on. Because now that you've been told what the plan is, it could be in any vaccine. They can put it, you know, they want to put it in the mandatory one. That's why Bill Gates is promoting this like this. He wants to try to con everybody. Yeah, we all need to take this. Again, if you have any common sense, vaccines don't cure anything. They're all filled with poison, and now it's going to be worse than poison. They're going to put the computer chip in the vaccine, which will be the mark of the beast, something you don't want, especially if you know the religious warnings behind it. You know, that warning came out almost 2,000 years ago about the warning, let's say 1,950 years ago, something like that, about don't take the mark of the beast, and that is what the mark of the beast is going to be. It's not some jerk scribbling, tattooing 666 on their forehead. It's going to be inside your body in the form of a microchip. And it's going to be affecting you in a very negative way. And you need to take this seriously. These are mad scientists with evil hearts of evil. You know, hell-bent on world power and control of all humanity. That's right. And the New World Order is the club they belong to. And that is their agenda, to control this whole world, control all of humanity, and turn us all into robots and slaves. This is it. I mean, we have to talk about this because you need to be warned. And parents, you might, like I said, you got to do a lot of questions asking with the school. In fact, you as parents ought to be getting together in your local neighborhood and go to the local school where your kids are going and tell them there you want to decide how school's going to be. And if they tell you you can't do that, you just tell them, well, we're not going to send our kids to your school because we don't like your stinking plan. You don't have proper common sense intelligence. Your plan is to turn the school into a prison? No, that's not school. That's prison. And, of course, think about it. How many years ago did they start that? That's what all the killings at the school was about, so they could introduce this term lockdown, and we're supposed to accept this. You know, lockdown is a term that comes from prison, and that's essentially what they're doing. They're turning your home into your new prison, and they're turning the schools into another prison. So no matter where you go, you're going to be in prison to some extent. Now public transportation on the East Coast here, everybody's got to wear masks on public transportation, or the police will come in and arrest you and throw you off the public transportation because you don't have your mask on, as if that was some serious crime. This isn't the Black Plague that's going around. This is just some stupid virus, and everybody's immune system has been weakened. And you wonder why you have so many cases of in New York City? It's because they've been microwaving the people to death for years now. I've got a microwave meter. I never walk the avenues in Manhattan anymore. Needle goes off the scale. I don't know how bad it is. Bad enough to put the needle off the scale, and it stays off the scale. You walk the avenues in Manhattan. And people have been subjected to this for years. For all I know, they started the 5G. They were even earlier. But and eventually it takes your toll on you. And then a little virus thing that they've already said some people handle it no problem at all. If your system has been weakened by 5G, microwave, Wi-Fi, microwave, you're in a weak state. And any little virus could kill you. And if you have other underlying factors too, you know. So all these people dying has to do with the people in charge of New York City weren't aware of what's being done to their population on a daily basis because they're ignorant. That's why. Anybody in politics, basically, they're pretty ignorant people. How did they get there? They had money. That's how they got there. Or they had friends in high places. And then they conned you into voting for them. None of these people do anything for anybody, really. You know? Very few of them do. I mentioned somebody earlier in the show. You ought to check out the British Freedom Party and see what a real public servant is. BritishFreedomMovement.com. And just watch a video. Listen to Jada Franson. She's out there doing community work, helping people. You know, that's a real public servant. And you'll get an idea. Is there anybody doing that in the U.S. who's in government? I doubt it. And if you want to see what a real politician, a real public servant could bring to the table, hey, go to my website. That's why I run every 4 years. 2020presidenttomedison.com. You'll be quite impressed. I talk about things that nobody else talks about. I talk about the solutions. Yeah, the solutions have been known for years to all the problems. The only reason the problems aren't being solved, there's so many crooked people making so much money off of keeping the problems in place. That's it. But I'm not into playing that game. I'm into truth and solving the problems. And check out my website, seriously. You know, I don't know if you'll have the guts to go out and vote for me because you'll have to write my name in. That's right, I'm a write-in candidate. And then you'll might believe the Democrats and Republicans tell you you're wasting your vote if you vote for anybody but a Democrat or Republican. The truth is, if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you are wasting your vote because both parties are just about as corrupt as the other. Now the Democrats, of course, are the real devils, but the Republicans, they have their pitfalls too, and they're crooked politicians also. Let me give you an example. What's the guy from South Carolina? What's his name? Graham Cracker? Senator Graham? Yeah. Crooked politician. The term, he's a Republican. Rhino. You know, R-I-N-O. Republican in name only. Boy, if that's... There's a perfect example of a Republican crooked politician, you know. Democrats, well, boy, there's so many to mention. The show will be over if I started mentioning them. Of course, there is a funny video out there about, you know, people post funny videos. They play around with the images of Nancy Pelosi. If you find the one where she's wearing her pink dress and mumbling like she's drunk in front of the camera there, they've got a hilarious one out there. See if you can find it. Something came out like last week. So you'll have to backtrack on the tweets on Twitter. So, hey, we all need a good laugh now and then. And that's important. In fact, if you go to my website, you'll find some humor there. I have five short videos where I talk about, you know, some things that need to be talked about, things that nobody else ever talks about. But the first one is a 30-second comedy video, political comedy video. And I'll have to say, you'll be forced to laugh if you watch it. So just go to 2020, President Tom Edison, TomEdison.com. Click on the link there for videos, and the first one that pops up, there's five short ones there, will be the comedy one, and it'll make you laugh, definitely. Plus, it'll be somewhat educational, too. And it's important to laugh and have fun in life. That's right. You know, people want to go to the beach. We're tired of the police telling us, harassing us when we want to go to the beach. You know, that's why they don't want you to go. That's why the government doesn't want you to go to the beach. That's why your New World Order controlled government doesn't want you to go to the beach. Because it's healthy for you to be at the beach. You know, the waves crashing into the shore create oxygen and negatively charged particles, which are good for you. Yeah, it's kind of reversed there. Negatively charged particles of air are good for you. And the waves create that when they crash on the beach. That's why people feel good when they go to the beach. Now, see, there's some real health care information, and that's why they don't want you going to the beach, because you might get a little healthier. You know, they don't want you, you know, they want the sheeple sick at home, eating junk food, turning into couch potatoes. That's what the New World Order wants. And they want you to sit there forever until the police come knocking at your door and force you to accept the deadly vaccine needle. And if you're a sheeple, you'll probably do that. If you're a patriot, you'll probably have a gun and shoot it out, you know, and tell the cops, listen, the only way you're going to stick a needle in me is over my dead body. And that's how tough we're going to have to get, because things are going to get tougher with these crooked politicians and your crooked government and the police state they're trying to form, and the police state thinking of the police, you know? I mean, really, there's going to be a battle brewing. Hopefully we can get this done without a battle. But sometimes when, you know, you get in a tough situation, you have to do what you have to do. I wish to God the Galactic Federation of Light would finally land their craft on Earth and save us from all the bloodshed that's on the menu. Because, you know, I follow these guys on Twitter, and I've tweeted them many times. If you guys don't show up fast enough, there's going to be bloodshed. It's going to be on your hands, because I've been warning you for 2 years to show up and do something. Instead, whatever you're doing, you're allowing the dark side to pull out all the stops, and now look where we're at. And it's going to get worse, because they're not done. They're just beginning their little war against us. There's going to be a fight ahead, and we, the patriots, need to stand together, and we need to wake up the sheeple, because they need to participate and be willing to fight for their lives, too. Well, all I got to say is, hey, I got around 15 videos on YouTube. Check out that one I'm telling you about. Maybe the one, This Is Your Sunny Day, that might be up too. We all need a little refreshing sun. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. Tell somebody who has a telephone to call in. And Two people talking sometimes can take the conversation to new heights beyond just one or two things. And, oh, hey, I almost forgot to say, during this past week, I was happened to watch James Gillian. You know, he has the show 2 hours on before mine on the BBS radio network. And I was watching his video about somebody who brought one of those famous crystal skulls, full-size crystal skull, to his property. And they were given some, I guess, telepathic information what to do with it, buried in the ground. They had a problem. Soaking in water, they had a problem. Whatever they did with it, they had a problem, you know? And so my take on that, what was going on, there was obviously some invisible entity had full control of this crystal skull, and he was just toying with them. I'll tell them to do this, and then they'll be freaked out about what's happened. I'll tell them to do that. And they followed the instructions, and every time they had nothing pleasant happen, it was all bad. So my take on that, it was a negative entity. They had full control of the skull, and he was toying with them. You know how those negative entities are. They got nothing better to do with themselves. Anyhow, it's the end of the show. Time to do the countdown. Time to listen to some of my rock and roll music. Lead guitar solo at the end of Are You the Party in Kind, Are You? And, of course, I have a video out on YouTube for that. Find out what it is to be the party in kind. If you watch that video, you'll get a good idea. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. We all want to be somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.